Nikki Hamill is a senior at Kennesaw State University, northwest of Atlanta, and she's been homeless since high school.
I started bouncing around to different friends' houses, and I was like, oh, I don't have it so bad. Like, I don't live outside. I have somewhere to stay.
Once she got into Kennesaw State, she knew she'd also have a place to stay after high school.
I graduated on a Friday and moved in Sunday.
The university has a program to help students like Hamill. There's a resource center and a food pantry, and students can live on campus year-round. It was the first time Hamill had had stable housing in a while. It was a relief, and it allowed her to focus on school. But then, the holidays came around.
My freshman year, I cried. I didn't have anywhere to go for Thanksgiving.
She spent the week hanging around her dorm room and eating food from the school's pantry. And by Christmas, friends started inviting her to their homes for the holidays. Hamill also participates in Kennesaw State's Holiday Giving Tree. Students submit a wish list of gifts, things like gift cards, clothes, and even smartphones. Then the items are posted online, where donors can buy them for students. Hamill's on-campus case manager, Carrie Olson, says she had to talk her into signing up.
She's very much like other students in our program that will say, give it to somebody else. Somebody else needs it more than I do.
But Olson wants the program's students to indulge a little during the holidays.
This is their chance to kind of think beyond survival and basic needs to, like, what would be really fun? And some of them, this is what they're getting.
For NPR News, I'm Martha Dalton in Atlanta.
And I'm Avi Wolf-Manarant of WHYY in Philadelphia. Princess Hill is a college sophomore. She loves school, and not just because of the classes or campus life.
I have a roof over my head, and I have food, and nobody's telling me, you have to get out.
Hill grew up in Philadelphia. She says for most of her life, she bounced around the homes of relatives and friends. After high school, she worked for a while. Then at age 22, she got accepted to Westchester University, a large state school in the Philadelphia suburbs. She had no idea if she could pull it off.
As far as books and far as, like, tuition, I really didn't know what I was going to do. I just was going with the flow.
Luckily, Westchester has supports for students like Hill. The school's Promise program offers scholarships and year-round housing to homeless students or students transitioning from foster care. Hill says college wouldn't have been possible without permanent housing.
This is the first time in my life I don't have to worry about where I'm going to live or if I'm going to be living in a house with somebody who may rape or hurt me, you know? Like, this is literally the first time I'm, like, safe.
Hill and Nikki Hamill in Georgia aren't what most people think of as typical college students, but that notion of typical is changing. Sarah Goldrick-Rabb is a higher education policy professor at Temple University.
We continue to think everybody's 18 years old with, you know, 2.0 parents and some 1.0 sibling helping them go to school and bringing them care packages of groceries. It's just not true.
Goldrick-Rabb says colleges like Westchester realize they have to change their thinking to help these students make it to and through college.
It's not because colleges are becoming social service agencies and trying to become the parents of these students. It's because they want them to graduate.
Princess Hill says winter breaks on campus can be lonely for her, too. And given her turbulent family life, she's never been a big fan of the holidays.
I'm kind of getting numb to it now, so when the holidays come for me personally, to me it is another day.
But unlike a lot of other days in her life, Princess Hill has a solid place to stay. And for her, that's a gift. For NPR News, I'm Avi Wolf-Manarant in Philadelphia.